Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Be part of the solution. Be part of the conversation. Be part of making things better. Really, that's what it boils down to. Can you make things better? Can you be involved enough to make things better? You know, head up to the website, therealside.com. Again, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's so much there you can do, so much you can get involved with. And, you know, I do want you involved in the conversation. I want you learning. I want you to get the information you need so that you're just not out there spewing the party line. All right? No, seriously. So you're not out there spewing the party line, any Twitter line that comes by you, any news line that comes by you, take as gospel truth. Check it out. Let's just make sure that you're speaking not party, but American, right? That you're speaking truly as a patriot, as a citizen, as someone who's got their information together. It's that simple. You know, it seems like it beat on the left tonight, but it really isn't. I'm talking about the far left is what we're beating on tonight. And it's just because these are the stories that are coming up. These are stories that people are sending me. Look, if you got a whacked, outrageous story against a Republican or conservative or what have you, feel free to send it to me. Right? If you don't know this by now, I don't know what to do with you. TheRealSide.com. Joe@TheRealSide.com. All right. Let's just hit it. You can head up to the website. There's a donate button there. There's a place you can give me your email address. You can buy stuff like coffee mug shirts and so on. A Jewish student and a member of the student government, she's facing possible, ready for this one, impeachment over a trip she took to Israel. A Jewish student is in trouble for taking a trip to Israel. A student at McGill University and member of its student government who's going on a Hillel-sponsored trip to Israel later this month is facing the threat of impeachment when she comes back. But she's going anyway. Good for her. She said that she's outraged and disgusted by the student government's call for her to cancel the trip in a lengthy Facebook post. I mean, seriously. You can't send her a letter. You got to do it on Facebook. These kids, everything is done on Facebook. This is great. She said it was a target of a witch hunt. Going to be a new word used. Accused many of her peers of anti-Semitism and rejecting their conflict of interest claims. She wrote that she'd been given an ultimatum. Either I withdraw from the trip or I resign from my position. And if I don't resign when I get back, I will be impeached. So you Democrats in Congress, you Democrats out there, you're teaching these kids well. You're teaching them how to be hypocrites and bullies. And really, you're teaching them 180 degrees from what their constitutional rights are. You're running around screaming about the Constitution, screaming about rights and laws, and nobody's above the law. And here you have, well, here's a quid pro quo, since you've coined the term, or brought it to the forefront. They're bullying, being threatened. and that's okay. I don't see any left-leaning professors coming out in her defense because they're afraid. Not even because they're in agreement. They're afraid. They're afraid of other lefties that are going to come down on them. They might lose their tenure. They might lose their job for sticking up for what's right. She told the college fixed the trip schedule for December 29th to January 8th, and she is still going. She described it online as visiting Israel and the Palestinian terrorists to meet with politicians, journalists, and politicians, journalists, and locals from all sides to get an understanding of what's going on from a geopolitical viewpoint. So she's not going and meeting with one side. She's meeting with both sides that are out there. She's going to get the feel. She's going to understand what they're about, why they're fighting the way they're fighting, from the people there instead of from news sources here. And this is terrible. This is bad. She should be impeached. Why? A press release published by the student government, this ought to be good, argues that its members aim to ensure student government representatives don't accept expensive gifts based on their status as campus leaders. Doing so compromises their ability to be perceived as impartial when representing the entire student body on the board of directors. I love this. What are they enacting laws for the government? The student body. Much of the controversy centers around a November 28th student government meeting. They discussed the matter there, and according to the meeting's minutes, the main problem the student leaders had with the trip is the fact that it was offered free of charge. So she pays for it, it's okay? I'd love for somebody to do that. Somebody needs to step up and pay for it and watch them back down. Right? But others have chimed in to defend what Wright called a publicly humiliated witch hunt. You know, repeated interrogations of my personal life and me being placed under an intensely unfair microscope. 11 fellow student government members wrote in an open letter that they believe the direction of the debate was focused on a specific member, Ms. Wright. And it was in a way that was startling and unwarranted. We're not surprised that Counselor Wright subsequently expressed that she felt targeted and even attacked. And we agree with her. So she's got other people on the committee or on the council that agree with her, that saw it like she saw it. So it wasn't I'm going through the story because you have to understand this is going on a college campus where you're sending your kids. Are your kids able to stick up for themselves? Do they have people around them to support them? Probably not. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. Xander Gibb joins me after the break. Don't go far. You're going to miss it. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get at it. I know who you're waiting for. Okay, it's that time of the week that you guys all been waiting for. Waiting, if I was going to do proper English, but I don't, so deal with it. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. Always love kicking off the weekend with him, so to speak. Hey, Xander, how you doing?
I am doing wonderfully, thank you, Joe, representing the British massive over here.
Yes, and so after what went down this week, you no longer have a president if you listen to those uneducated maronis on Facebook.
Yeah, Hillary is president now, doesn't it? But which wine club? That's what I want to know.
I can tell you something. First, I'm looking at these comments, and it's dawned on me why we are in so much trouble when, here you have an impeachment vote, hasn't been sent over, hasn't been finalized, and these guys think that they're walking Trump out of the White House. I mean, really? Yeah. Are you surprised? You're probably not surprised.
No, because let's face it, you have to be an idiot to be a liberal anyway. I mean, I heard a rumor that when you vote for the Democrats, what actually happens is they take your brain out of your skull and put it in a storage facility in Queens.
God bless.
No disrespect to anyone from Queens.
Yeah, you were part of that tribe for a little while.
I was, but I was never a liberal. Let's just put that out there.
Well, there's a big difference, though. This is what I try to tell people. There is a big difference between the JFK liberal, if you would, and the liberal of today. Right? I mean, seriously. JFK was for people. I mean, think about it. He wanted people to do things on their own. He didn't necessarily want people on government doles. You know, I'm not sticking up for the guy, but it was a total different Democrat Party than it is today.
Yeah, I would tend to agree, and I think that it has. I think he would really turn in his grave, because the Democratic Party of today is nothing like the Democratic Party it was back then. It's not even anything like the Democratic Party it was 10 years ago. It really has continued to devolve. But, you know, I have a theory. I was writing about this today, Joe. I actually think part of the reason why the Democratic Party has devolved so much is that we've allowed this criminality to grow, and it's been ignored, and nobody's been put in jail for any of the criminality.
Well, I know. You know what? I agree with you. I think you're exactly right on. I mean, when you talk about this, nobody's been held responsible. And I kind of joke about it, but the Democratic Party has become the party of non-responsibility. And it's not just that they don't want to take responsibility for what they've done or not done, but they actually don't want anybody else to take responsibility. I mean, you look at California, the laws we're passing here where people almost literally get away with murder here in California. Because they don't want to put them in jail, and they're a product of their environment, and it's not their fault. And it's like, oh my God, are you ever held responsible for anything you do?
Clearly not when you're a Democrat. But the thing that rather concerns me is what they keep doing is they keep pipping Donald Trump to the post. You know, I'm sure he was going to appoint a special prosecutor, and I know that he's going to actually have to do that now with, we have a name for the squad. What are we going to start calling, these people that get their kids' jobs in the Ukraine as part of criminality and then cover it up by impeaching the president? What are we going to call them, Joe?
Patriots, according to the Democrats.
Wow. If that's patriotism, I really don't know. I really don't.
God. It never stops. And just when you think, okay, maybe people will see this show. The walk-away movement's really big. For those of you who don't know what that is, go look it up. Just Google walk-away movement. I am loving the fact that when they do the walk-away, they do it with... what do you call it there? They do it with little videos, 3 to 5 minute videos.
Right.
And when they do, it's great because you actually get to see why these people, it isn't just a name on a page. They'll actually tell you, and you can see in their face that they're sincere about, wanting to get away from the Democrat Party and why they're actually doing it.
Well, it's interesting. I've been writing recently in my upcoming book, that's hopefully coming out in about March or April of next year. I actually was one of the original walkaway people, and I didn't choose to commercialize it. But it's been going on for quite some time. I mean, it's got to be like 5 or 6 years, if not longer, probably about 7 since I walked away from the Democrats. But the scary thing is, when I look back, I was like, why was I ever a part of that?
No, I agree with you from a standpoint of that if people would just sit back, people like yourself who can think things through and say, okay, why am I part of this? I used to, years ago, I used to ask that question on the show on a regular basis. I'd say, look, ask yourself, why are you a Christian? Why are you a Democrat? Why are you a Republican? Why are you a Jew? Why, you really have to sometimes reevaluate where you are in life. And, I don't know. I'm always amazed at people who have so much misinformation about conservatives, Republican Party, Christians as a whole. I think it's really interesting. I think it's all right. You've got this. Who's the guy that writes South Park? Seth something or other. I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't think of his name.
He has this habit. He loves to make fun of Christians. And I always joke with some of these guys, would you make fun of Muhammad the same way? Right?
They wouldn't dare.
See? You jumped right on that.
Trey,
you know it's true.
Trey Parker and Matt Stone. They're the guys.
Right. So they recently had an episode where, I guess, I don't watch the show, but I guess the matriarch of the show, her name is Meg, and they had one, and I tried to do this on my show the other night. I couldn't clean it up enough. I couldn't read the article and clean it up enough. I have it on my website, therealside.com. But basically, she had a sexual encounter as a very young girl with Santa Claus. All right? Now, why? Why do that? Why turn that into, just smut, pervy, for lack of a better term? What purpose does it serve?
I think there's a real deeper thing with this, with the left, that there is an element, when you think about what they're trying to do right now and the next big thing that they're going to do, you know, aside of trying to impeach Donald Trump again, is to make it legal for pedophiles to be able to practice their lifestyle. And that must speak into the reasoning why they do a lot of the things they do with regards to children, like allowing drag queens to go and read to them, like allowing these things to be on the television. You asked me the question.
I know. If
you were an honest answer, or do you want me to say the world is all wonderful and Democrats are fine?
You keep telling me you're a unicorn. It puts me at peace. And so we'll be back in a minute. I got to go throw up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back with Xander Gibb in just a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well. You'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump has passed the annual defense authorization bill that creates a new Space Force branch of the armed services.
Before I came into office, the military endured deep and devastating budget cuts. Our military, quite frankly, was very depleted. As a candidate for president, I promised to reverse these crippling cuts and to ensure our military remains unchallenged and unrivaled anywhere in the world. And right now, there is no one, there is no country that comes even close.
The $738 billion package also involves a 3.1% pay raise for military personnel and would repeal a long-standing offset policy that blocked some Gold Star families from receiving full survivor benefits. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Joe is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Be part of the conversation, be part of the solution, be part of the process that makes things better. Anyway, you know, you're waiting for him, not for me. Let's just get to it. We're back. Xander Gibb and I, we're talking sex, people. I don't know. I guess that's what Friday night's about. Xander Gibb joins us. He does every week to help kick off the weekend. Xander, thanks for, you know, I threw up for that whole commercial period there. You know, always exciting. Anyway, we were talking about how now, this, what was that show? The Family Man, I guess it's called. And how Meg had a sexual encounter when she was underage, mind you, with Santa Claus. And I asked you, I made the mistake of asking you, why do you think they're doing this? And you brought pedophilia into it.
Well, yeah, and you know, I'm sorry. Well, no, I'm not sorry to do that, because it's imperative that those of us with a platform point out the disgusting nature of the left. And it's of concern that people don't do this often enough. Right. You know, the next big thing they want to roll out, as I said, is making, legitimizing pedophilia. And that, to me, has to be the final breaking point of the Democrats. Because as a parent, even if you are a Democrat, how can you uphold the ideology of pedophilia?
Oh, you can't even. I mean, I look at my daughters and think to myself, I can't imagine anybody touching them. I can't imagine, you know, what I would do if somebody had some kind of encounter with them when they were younger. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I lose my mind over it, because how can a 10-year-old, 11, 12-year-old, I mean, what is this, what's that group, NAMBLA, is it?
Yeah, National Man Boy Love Association.
Yeah.
apparently, all over the United States, there are special victims units that are actually dealing with the aftermath of the ideologies of these perverts.
Yeah.
You know, I'm all for kind of people being who they are, but for me there has to be two rules, and one of them is that the person has to be above the age of consent, and secondly, it has to be mutually agreeable. And you cannot consent if you're a child or an animal.
You know what I find, and I know they had this big dust-up the other day about somebody mentioning Harvey Milk, and you and I have talked about him before. We celebrate Harvey Milk Day here, and the thing that bothers me the most about that is not because it was a gay, you know, because you know how they like to put that on me, a gay guy that was killed, so Joe must be happy. I, you know what? That's just sick. Here's the deal. You make it, or the spin is that he died because he was gay and he got elected to office, which is not true at all. Not even close to the truth of the story. But what bothers me the most is he was known for having sex with underage boys.
Right.
And didn't go to jail, right? We gave him a day, is always touted as a hero. And can you imagine me or another guy at 30 or 40 years old known for having sex with 14 or 15 or 16-year-old girls? Do you imagine what would happen to that guy? I don't get it. It's not a level playing field. That's the problem.
I think he'd be hanging from a tree, in all honesty. But what I do have to say about that, it's this leftist ideology that, you know, we can ignore certain things if they did other things that were good. And I can't uphold that ideology, because if you do that kind of thing to children, no matter what amount of good you do, I kind of takes that away, because you've destroyed a child's life in that action. But the huge concern to me is, you know, and I have to say, Joe, I really don't like this ideology that's put upon you that you're homophobic. And we joke about this, you know, me being the token gay person that comes on your show. But isn't that really insulting for both of us?
It is.
You disagree with anybody, whatever their sexuality is, interfering with children in any way, shape, or form. How does that then make you homophobic? You see, we've allowed the left to draw us into this ideology that if you disagree with anything with them, you're a hater, you're a phobe, you're bad.
I know, you're so right.
And I'm not being drawn into that, you know?
No,
I'm homophobic for disagreeing with that stupid gay guy, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, you're right.
Send his people to attack me, and I'm not even going to go there, Owen Jones, because I know you're stalking me. You know, because for me, ultimately, if you do something I disagree with, I'm going to comment on it. And now, you know, to take it a stage further, the ideology is that you're not allowed to comment on your liberal friend's social media, because it's not the forum to do it. So tell me, where is the forum to do it?
You can't win. You know you can't. You know, it's just, you just brought up something. Remember when we disagreed with Barack Obama, and it wouldn't matter what it was. If you disagreed with his border policy, why? It was because you hated him because he was black. What did that have to do with the border policy? You and I, you know, we can disagree on, I don't know, meat versus no meat, cigarettes versus, I mean, whatever the situation is. I don't disagree with you because you're gay. I disagree with you because I just don't agree with that particular thing we're talking about. Why can't people leave stuff at face value? You know what I'm saying? I mean, there always has to be some kind of, for the left anyway, there always has to be some kind of underlying sinister reason why you don't agree with somebody. To your point a minute ago, Obama, you know, even, what was her? She dropped out of the race. Kamala Harris, right? The reason she had to drop out of the race wasn't because she couldn't connect with people. Wasn't because she was a lousy candidate. I don't know if you know this, but it was because she was a black woman. Did you know that? That's why we wouldn't support her.
Seriously?
That's what she said.
I didn't even know she was black. I thought that maybe she was Puerto Rican.
Oh, God.
I'm serious.
Well, she could. No, she touted herself. She said she was a woman of color, then she said she was a black woman, especially when Joe Biden said the only black woman that was in Congress endorsed him, and she said, hey, there's two of us. I'm right here. So she sees herself as a black woman.
Really?
Yeah. And that's why she couldn't get any traction, because she's a black woman.
So it wasn't because her policies were despicable and that her past caught up with her with regards to how she made it to the point that she did. That had nothing to do with it.
You know what's sick about all that? No, that, in her mind, it had absolutely nothing to do with it. She wouldn't respond to any of that. You know, Brown said that a big part of his relationship was hers, how she moved forward, how he helped her move forward. She wouldn't acknowledge any of that. She wouldn't even talk about it or discuss it at all. So apparently she thought it was fine.
I think that's kind of funny because it's kind of like over here, you know, they're saying the reason the left lost the election was because of Brexit, but it wasn't. It was because the guy was a Marxist, you know, that wanted to turn the UK into a socialist country. But the thing is that this is the left all over, Joe. They only have one handbook. And I think what they do is they go into their offices and they photocopy it and they send it across the world. And it's frightening. You know, the reason wasn't because she was a woman or because she was black or African-American or a woman of color. It was none of those things. It was clearly because, not even just because of the things we've mentioned, but she couldn't raise the money to continue with her campaign. Right. How is that a racist thing? You give to who you support. I don't support on the base of color. I support on the base of policy.
Bingo. Yeah. It doesn't matter who you're sleeping with or not sleeping with or how tall or short. It matters. Can you do the job? Can you just do the job?
Exactly.
God bless. We'll get back on. Who was a football player, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, something like that. He was the first gay football player that, whatever. And I said, you know, does anybody really care that he's gay? Apparently that was a mistake. Does anybody really care he's gay? I said, can he catch the ball? I don't even know what position he's in. Can he run? Can he catch the ball? Can he do whatever the job is? And, man, they came unglued on me for going after him because he was gay. And I kept saying, that's not it. I don't care. What I care about, can he play the game?
Right.
And he didn't last a full season, Xander.
You're saying that because he's gay, aren't you? The only reason you need to know whether someone is gay or not is if you're going to sleep with them.
Yeah.
Let's face it.
If you're in the bar together, you'd like to know.
Yeah,
you know
what I'm saying? Exactly.
So anyway.
Because then you don't make the mistakes of hitting on someone and they say, that's my wife over there eating pretzels. Not that that's ever happened to me.
Yeah. Well, we got to go for a break. Joe Mastin, your host, Xander Gibbs. Not going anywhere. We'll be back in a minute.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all.
Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease, if on the rise, clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Back at it with Zandy Gibb, one of your favorites. Seriously. I know that. You don't break my heart over it. We are back with one of your favorites. Well, he's one of my favorites. I don't know about you, but he must be one of yours if you're here. Zandy Gibb joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate the time that he spends with us. Kicking off the weekend. And I guess we'll do the news of the weird this time around. At least, I think it's weird. How you doing, Xander?
I'm doing wonderfully, but can I just clarify if I'm your favorite because I'm gay or not?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You're my closest gay friend. How's that?
Right. Wonderful. Good. Can
and you're
get
in
that
England.
On a t-shirt?
And somebody's going to say, you know, he said that because he's in England and he's far away. That makes it, it's like, shut up. Just shut up. Don't even waste.
If I lived near you, I am sure I would visit you often. Not just because I'm good friends with.
Well, we definitely would have a lot of good lunch. Yes, I know. I know. It's all about her. That's, you know what? That this is really heartbreaking.
Well,
I'm going to need therapy.
Sorry, Jim. It's because you're not gay, you see.
God bless. Well, listen, since we're going down that road, hey, do you know that now there's a certain group pushing that Santa Claus, we now have to have Santa Claus as a gender-neutral person because we want him to be more inclusive. We want him to be more accepted by others. And I'm thinking, if I'm getting a decent gift, I don't give a credit whether the guy is girl, boy, whatever, whatever. I just, give me the gift. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
There is more stuff now around Santa Claus, not even sexual orientation. I mean, there was some famous psychologist who dropped a note a couple of weeks back and said, look, stop telling your kids that the expensive gifts are from Santa Claus. Because other kids, that, you know, hear that Santa dropped a bike at their house but not his house, does that mean he was bad? Does that mean that because he was Hispanic or black that Santa would drop a bike? I'm going, you guys, you're really overthinking this. I mean, really, it gets to the point you just want to throw up in your mouth, right?
It does. Isn't this reminiscent of, you know, every child must get a prize?
I know, right? I didn't even think of that. You're so right.
You know, your father is the CEO of a multinational company. Why shouldn't he buy you the best Christmas present just so, you know, little Johnny down the street doesn't get jealous? I mean, I can't buy into that, you know? It's not my fault. You know, if I had kids, it's not my fault that other people's couldn't afford to buy their kids the same as me.
That's right. Look, everybody, and those are things that will cause you to think about, you know, growing and moving on and wanting better when you grow up for your, whatever it is. Those are the things that help push you forward to want more, to get out of your current situation maybe. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely, because what we do is, with children in that situation, is we encourage mediocrity. If we're giving prizes to everybody, there is no incentive for them to try to do better. And that provably follows on when these children become adults, because they all expect that they're going to get the top paying jobs. And it doesn't work out that way in the world.
No. No. And you get some parents that get so mad at you when you try to... We didn't allow our kids to do everything because they didn't participate, or they weren't part of, or they didn't put the energy or effort into it. I thought that was always just, it was a bad lesson for them. Do you know what I'm saying? It was a bad
Absolutely.
Thing to teach them.
Absolutely. And talking of mediocrity, can we speak for a minute about Paul Pelosi and Hunter Biden and Junior, what's his face?
You're
I can't remember.
Them, you're giving him a lot of credit, aren't you? Even at the mediocrity level. But yeah, sure,
exactly.
Sure. You mean all the people with no experience that ran the gas company?
Yeah. Exactly. Because you know, you see, that's not fair, Joe. That's discriminant. Because my dad wasn't in the position to get me on that board, so I didn't get a fake job there. So my dad wasn't in a position to give favors to people because of their position in the United States, and then claim how bad the president was for highlighting that, even though he really had a legal responsibility to do so. I'm sorry, was there a hint of sarcasm there?
I find it amazing. It's my joke way back when was when Trump was accused, well, not accused of, he did, you know, when he talked about grabbing women improperly, right? I said to myself, I said on the radio, I said, look, so he talks about doing it, okay? You have a guy that actually did it, and you stood behind him. A guy that actually raped women, you stood behind him. A guy who had to actually pay women, and the woman that's running for president, his wife, shamed all those victims, and they were okay.
Yeah, covered it up for
right?
40 years. She shielded him. She shielded a rapist for 40 years. Go ahead, sue me. I don't have anything anyway.
Yeah.
And we even have someone running for the office of president who has, we have video footage of him touching children inappropriately and sniffing their hair and things of the ilk. Is that really what we want in a president of the United States? I will take 50 Donald Trumps talking dirty and saying those things in private company or what he thought was private company over someone behaving inappropriately with children. There you go.
Yeah, he was, yeah. I love it. Again, they can do no wrong. That's what bothers me the most, is the fact that they're given a pass on pretty much everything. You know that. And nothing,
yeah.
Nothing goes negative towards them. Nothing. I don't know. It's sad.
No. But, you know, I think what needs to happen now is, you know, Donald Trump needs to get really tough. He needs to appoint a special prosecutor to look into those in the FBI that are ignoring criminality and look towards a punitive resolve for that. He needs a special prosecutor to investigate the senior Democrats that got those fake jobs for their kids in return for favors in the United States. And also, he needs to get someone to look into Adam Schiff, because he has so much to lose right now with the things that we know he's done and got away with. America needs a good shake-up by its ears, because the Democrats have got away with far too much for far too long, and I think that we, as a nation, need to see a punitive response to these failures.
Oh, I'm 100% on board with you. I mean, it's about time. But look, they would do it to us. If they were in total power, they'd be throwing people in jail left and right, okay? And it's irritating as heck, because why we keep wanting to play by the gentleman's rules of fighting, I don't know. I don't get it. We need to street fight. Enough. Enough with being good guys, and no, we don't want to be like them. No, we want to be like them. I mean, to a degree. We don't want to do everything they do, obviously, but it's just about time we start pushing back big time without worrying about how we look.
Absolutely, Joe, but let me tell you this. I think that those of us, not you and I, but those of us conservatives that are blaming Donald Trump for not doing anything, each time he's gone to do something, like when he was going to appoint a special prosecutor regarding Hillary, they started the Russia thing. How could you have that going on? I think he should have jumped in right after the Russia thing and got a special prosecutor for Hillary. Let's face it, they would have done the same for him. It's time to do that. But it's all about doing things at the right time. There's no way that he could have had her investigated while the Russia stuff was going on, because that would have just been seen as sour grapes on behalf of Donald Trump.
Yep. Yeah, no, I agree with you. I was of the mindset going, hey, let's have a party. Let's have a special prosecutor for them all. Benghazi, the email server. I'd go down the whole list and say, once and for all, let's get this out of the way.
Yeah, and also, I would even go so far as to say, sorry to interrupt you, but the rapes that Bill Clinton has committed in states that do not have a statute of limitations. Ooh. I'm sorry. Allegedly committed. Okay, I'm sorry. Let me just change that.
No, alleged. You know, I mean, seriously. When you start paying people off to go away, I'm sorry, but I'm just concerned for your safety. You know what happens.
Well, they've already tried that once. I mean, I put this in the book. It's been suggested that it was on the Clintons', behalf that my brakes were cut, and we will never know. But, while there's breath in my body, Joe, I will be out there spreading the truth. And if they don't like that, then come find me.
So since we're running out of time, tell people where you would be spreading that truth.
Xander Gibbs Show, Friday, 3 Pacific, 5 Central, 6 Eastern, and 11 o'clock in the UK, and 10 a.m. for those in Australia. And you can find everything at xandergibb.com. And if any of the Clintons are looking for me, my name is Joe Messina.
we were on in Australia, and where I guess they asked the station carrying us to maybe not do it anymore. So, It'd be great to hear how you make out as well, because
I have a huge Australian
phone. You do? Interesting. That's great. No, that's great. They need to hear for real what's going on here, and not the filtered or watered down stories that they get on a regular basis. But anyway, you have a great weekend. I know you will, but you have
too.
A great weekend.
Have a great Christmas too, Joe.
I will. You listen to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Yes, and he will. Anyway, we'll talk about that next week. Tom Kirsting is going to join me in the next hour. He's an author and psychotherapist. He says that, you know what? Cell phones do hurt your kids. He's been studying them for 25 years. Look, people, you say you care. You say you want information. Come on back, because there's a lot of information on what cell phones and smartphones are doing to your kids. If your station's leaving us, just head up to the website, therealside.com. You can continue on with us the next hour. God bless you.